Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I am your host, and good afternoon, and so glad that you are restarting your day in a positive way. I know that you have several choices out there, and I appreciate you spending time here with us. We got Spence always in my show here.
Yes, and we have lots of great prizes. We can get to those in just moments here, but the number, jot it down, 419-0008.
There you go. All right. And, of course, we have Cheryl here. How
Hello.
You doing, Cheryl?
Great today. Thank
good,
you.
Good, good. And we have Lori from Lori's Original Lemonade. And she brought us all lemonade again. I was like, yum, yum. So we'll find out a little bit more about that. And, gosh, if you are just tuning in for the first time, I want to know, are you done with your shopping? Yeah, that seems to be like the big question around here, you know. But anyways, we're going to talk a little bit about that. But I have some great shows for today. And I hope that you got a chance to listen to my morning show with Frances Starr and Prudence and Fooding and Shirley Patterson. With that, our first guest today is Kamanzi Constable. And he will be talking about his book, Are You Living or Are You Just Existing? And 9 Steps to Change Your Life. Also joining me today is Marsha Ullett, and she is the author of Your Best Life Yet. So we're going to be talking with them. And then lastly, we've got America's reinvention expert, Steve Ulsher. And what is your what? You know, I love that show, Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if that's where the direction he's going, but anyways, please join us. And I'm so excited. Again, if you miss any part of my show, all my shows are downloaded on my website, kimpaganoshow.com, and also on Facebook and on iTunes. And become a part of the Kim Pagano Show by liking us on Facebook, or email me if you want to be a part of the show. I would love to, spread the news about a business that you have in the 805, or if you have an event coming up, all you have to do is call us at...
Oh, that number is 419-0008, 419-0008.
There you go. Or you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. And Tom, what are all the gifts that we have?
We have Urbane Cafe, 2 free gourmet sandwiches. Along with that, Midtown Cafe gift certificate. We have the Holiday Ice Rink at the Lakes. And we also have Zizek's Cafe, great place to eat right in Camarillo. And we're going to do Soup Plantation. Lots of fun for you.
Good
prizes, good food.
There you go. All right. Well, let's bring our first guest on, Kamanzi Constable. And Kamanzi, are you there?
Kim.
Hey.
I'm here, and I'm excited to be talking to you.
Well, thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about your book. Are you living or are you existing? You know, it's almost like, are you thriving in your life or are you just like getting by, you know? And that's really, I mean, what a great book for the end of the year to really look at our lives and kind of reexamine. That's what we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, the Reader's Digest version is the book really came out of my journey to truly live. You know, for 12 years, all I did was exist. And about 2011, I said enough was enough. I was at a job or a business that I hated. I was I weighed in at the heaviest I ever weighed in at 370 pounds, and I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I was just sick of the winters and snow. And so those were 3 main areas that I just was existing in, and I wasn't happy. And so for about a week, I told everybody who would listen that I'm sick of this. I'm going to make this big change in my life, and I'm all fired up, and I'm telling everybody who would listen. I even told my mailman, I'm like, look, I'm making a change. He's like, good for you, here's your mail, you know. So I was all fired up.
Mm-hmm. So you made yourself accountable, right? Because everybody knew that you're going to do something different, correct?
Kind of. What happened was it was just a lot of excitement, but there was no action or planning behind it. So after a week, it fizzled out, and it actually took a whole nother year, and it took the death of my father. My father died at 54, which is a relatively young age of heart disease, and that really woke me up to how short life was.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear about that. That, yeah, things do, you know, you're absolutely right. We all think we're indispensable, and now we have the rest and the, you know, we've got tons of years, and then all of a sudden, then, you know, you hope that that's not something that you have to be shaken by. Mm-hmm. But, wow, so.
So my father died, yeah, and it really woke me up, Kim. And from that point on, I'm like, you know, enough talking. Just let's take some action. So I had a collection of thoughts. It was a little journal that I was keeping about work and life and stuff like that. And I saw that self-publishing was becoming popular. So I said, you know what? I've always wanted to be a writer, but I never thought I could actually like make money doing this. But I'm going to try this self-publishing thing out. So I got the book all professionally done. I mean, I had to work overtime just to get money to do this. Let everybody know that this book was coming out in August of 2011, and I got on social media and quote-unquote, I'm doing air quotes here, promoted the book, and the day the book came out, I expected to see like 100 sales from friends and family because so many people had said, yeah, I'm going to buy your book, and can you guess how many sales I got that first day?
How many?
Zero.
Oh, okay.
Nobody bought the book. Oh,
okay. Well,
and
so obviously you didn't, well, were you crushed or did you, what was your next step after that?
Well, it was to cry and sulk, and I started, got on social media and started calling people out, letting everybody know that they're fake.
Oh, I love it.
At the end of the day, I literally had one friend on Facebook, which was my wife, and I had no followers on Twitter.
I love it. You know, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, and again, there's so many choices out there. I'm so glad that you are restarting your day here on the Kim Pagano Show, and right now we're talking with Kamanzi Constable, and are you living or existing? 9 steps to change your life, and I'm so excited to hear what those 9 steps are. But you know, one of you talk about the 9-step plan. What is number 1?
Number 1 is identifying your dream. And you know, when I didn't sell any books and I was crushed, I didn't touch a computer for like 2 weeks. You know, something kind of funny happened. It was a 19-year-old guy who was reading my blog emailed me and said, "Hey, you know, I've been reading your blog. I love your posts. I'm going and quitting my job tomorrow."
Really? Oh, you just gave me chills.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know whose blog you're reading, but I didn't tell you to quit your job.
Yeah, because I can't help you there, right? But it is about making a different plan, right?
Right. And so right there and then, Kim, even though I wasn't a life coach or any kind of expert at all, I wanted to help this guy. So we sat down, we got on the phone, we talked through what he wanted to do. We put a plan together, and he actually ended up getting that job. And right there was where I identified what my dream was. So my dream wasn't just to be an author or online guy or anything like that. My dream was to help people that were in the same position I was in and to do whatever I can to help them get from where they are to where they want to be.
Wow,
and so that's
truly
when I identified my dream.
Wow, so that's your gift. And that's one of the things that I really love about being on my radio show is really finding out what each one of our gifts are. What's our purpose in life? Why are we here? Why do we wake up every morning? What is it that comes so easy to us that nobody else, you know, there's the people like, I'm a hair therapist, okay, and obviously a radio host. I've been connecting people for years now, and so I find out what their dream is, I find out who they are, and try to make them look and feel better, and that's my gift. But I love finding out people's gifts, because so many people are self short, they short themselves.
Yes.
Right. And and so Lori, I mean, your gift is, I mean, you are doing something totally different. Lori has this amazing lemonade that is like to die for. We're having it right now. Sorry, come on, Z. We'll send you some over the, you know, over the phone.
Yeah.
But everybody's got a gift, and I love that. So what is number one?
Number one was identifying your dreams, and then that leads into to number two, which was getting fit. So I was at 370 pounds. I had lost and gained weight. I did the yo-yo diet thing. But I knew if I was really going to make, like, a radical change in my life, I had to do something. So I got on a normal portion control diet. I started running. Running is something that I love. And so since then, you know, I've lost. At this point, 133 pounds.
Oh, wow. My gosh. That's amazing. Wow. That is amazing. Good for you.
I was struggling with 10 for a year.
So that, and getting fit, and you can tell that the book is pretty much just, it's my journey on paper. But getting physical fitness affects almost every other area of your life. You have more energy, you're more focused, you're more disciplined. So that's why I wanted to throw step number two before you really get on this journey, just to center yourself and get fit and get that energy.
Wow. Okay. And so where do we go for number three?
Step three is getting rid of the negative. So it kind of goes hand in hand. Any negative habits, influences, negative people that could be holding you back. You know, on this step, I actually had to say goodbye to a very close friend of mine since I was a little kid. But every time I told him what I wanted to do and every move I made, he told me why it would fail and why it wouldn't work out. And he was just so negative and it held me back. And once I said, hey, I love you, but I got to let you go and I got to do this. It was like the weight was lifted off my shoulder and I could really move forward.
Wow. You know, I think it's so interesting that, I mean, you've actually put a list down. Where did you get that list? Was it just life unfolding for you? Or did somebody teach you to, you know, to have that list? Because your next one is fixing your money. That's your fourth step, correct?
Yeah, that's a good
How
one.
Do you fix your money?
It all, because when you're going to chase a dream or you want to make your dream a reality, whatever that dream is, you're going to need money. And 9 times out of 10, we're not very good with our money. So basic budgeting, saving money, not spending, making extra money where we can, just very basic stuff. And that was stuff true. I wasn't doing. And I guess more than anything, that was influenced by Dave Ramsey, listening to Dave Ramsey a lot.
Well, number four, fixing your money. Before you even do that, don't you also have to fix your attitude? Because it's a lot of emotional stuff going behind the correct or incorrect handling of money.
Right, and step three, getting rid of the negative. In that chapter, I really talk about getting physically, mentally, and emotionally, getting everything right, just like you talked about, changing your mindset.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you know, great. Thank you for sharing your journey here on the Kim Pagano Show. You know, so as we're going through the list here, nail down your plans is the fifth step, correct?
Yes.
What if you don't know what you want to do? I mean, there's a lot of people. Cheryl, is that you?
Yeah. Okay. Still.
You know, but what if you don't know what you want to do, or you're in another business like Lori was? You're in another business. Mm-hmm. Your door closed and another one opened, right?
Right, right.
But a lot of people can't get off that treadmill mm-hmm. and to start something else. So how would you tell somebody, what would you tell them?
There's a lot of people that might start off with several different things and just kind of a process of elimination to nail it down. But I think, as cheesy as it sounds, you know, what did you want to do when you were younger? What is something you really enjoy doing? What is something that people tell you, come to you all the time, like say, hey, Kim, you do really good hair because you do my hair, or, you know, you're great at talking to people. You know, maybe, and so it's, what do people constantly come to you and ask you for advice for and help with? And it's just kind of a combination of all those things.
Right, right. And how do you make that first move? That is number six. How do you make that first move?
Well, it really comes down to, so you've done all the other steps, the preliminary steps, and it comes down to planning. We're blessed in a time where we have the wealth, we have the knowledge of the world in our pockets if we have a smartphone. So we don't lack for information. If we want information on anything, it's out there. Just do a simple Google search. So to make those first moves and to really have success, you got to have a solid plan, and you have to do some solid research.
Wow. Okay. And so once you have your research, which you're absolutely right. I mean, we can just, at the fingertips, you have the world. That's one thing I really love about the internet now. You can find anything out. And that's one of the things that I was always told is if you can't figure it out yourself, there's so many people out there that you can go and find an expert to help you with. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's so important. So now you figured out what you want to do. Tying up your loose ends is your seventh step. Talk to us a little bit about that. We're taking you right through Kamanzi Constable's book, Are You Living or Existing? 9 Steps to Change Your Life.
Tying up loose ends has to do with, all right, you've gotten the plan together. You've made those first moves to make sure this is actually something that you want to do. And tying up loose ends is when you're saying, okay, this is something I want to do. So let me just take care of the last few remaining things to make that move. Like, for example, our family is moving to Hawaii in April.
Oh, and really? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Congratulations. I'm coming out there to visit you. I love that. What part of Hawaii?
Maui.
Maui, my favorite place. Okay, very good.
Come on out. We can do a live Zoom show out there.
There you go. I'm so all over it. I will be out. You're going to be sorry you said that. No, no, I think that's awesome. Wow, good for you.
So for tying up the loose ends for us is really it's selling all of our stuff. We're selling everything. We're not taking anything. And just spending that last little bit of time here, the last 3 months with family.
Wow, good for you. I love it. And so number 9, our 9th and final step, pay it forward. Talk to us about that. I love it.
That's
it really is. Mm-hmm. Once you've made it and you know where you're going, then you want to give back, correct?
Correct. I mean, I remember 3 years ago, Kim, where I was just hitting my head against the wall, frustrated. And then I got to that point where the book didn't sell. I went and sought out help, like you said. I used the internet to research. I figured out how to do this online marketing, all this book stuff. I self-published 2 books. Both of those books sold 80,000 copies. I got a book deal with the publisher. I got invited to speak at conferences all over the world. And now I have a business that allows me to be location independent, and I'm moving to Hawaii. So now that I'm at this point, my main goal now is to help that person that's beating their head against the wall just like I was. And I just want to...
Okay, I'm calling you. So, you know what, though? Well, but you know what? You simplified it so much, mm-hmm. and you shared your list, your dream, your life, and your journey with everybody in your book and on my radio show. And I love that. I love that. And you could tell that you're living your dream life, and that's what it's all about. That's what my show is all about, is getting your dream life and the brighter side of life. That's it. So, Kamanzi, where do we find more of your book and more about you?
Head over to KamanziConstable.com. That's KamanziConstable, or livingorexistingbook.com. All the social media stuff's there, and just stop by and say hi.
Okay, great. Well, best of luck for Maui. I'm going to definitely call you, and I will be seeing you out in Maui. So.
I'm dead serious, Kim.
Right, me
come
too.
Come on over and do the show.
You got it. I love it. All right. A pleasure talking with you, Kamanzi, and thank you so much. If you are listening, just tuning in right now, we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Steve Ulser, and we're going to be talking about what is your what, and Steve Ulser is American's reinvention expert, and he's taught thousands how to, is it nichetize? I like that word. Okay, I'm going to have to use it. Anyway, stay with us. Spence, what do we got for everybody?
We have some great prizes here, Kim. Among those is Zizek's Cafe, and that's in Camarillo. Also, a meal pass to Sioux Plantation. That's nice. And the Holiday Ice Rink. Get you in the spirit. do a little ice skating outdoors, Thousand Oaks, and that is out at the lakes on Teal Boulevard.
There you go. It's Christmas out there. I love that. Mm-hmm. You know, you can. It doesn't matter how hot it is. It's cold right there, and you get to go out there and do a little ice skating. All right, stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break from all my sponsors, and I'll be right back.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for restarting your day here in a positive way on the Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of life in the 805. And, we've got a good show here. Our next guest is Steve Ulsher, and what is your what? I love that. What is your what? Steve is America's reinvention expert, and I love this word. Is it nichetize? Steve, are you there?
I am. It's nichetize, yes.
Nichetize. I love it. Is that in the vocabulary, or is that like a Steve word?
That's a Stevens.
I love it. I love when you can make up your own words. So, okay. So tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
So my name is Steve Ulsher, based out of Chicago, and my work is really focused on helping people discover, share, and monetize what they were born to do. So
that's our gift. I told you. That's okay. I love it.
Yeah.
So the book that you mentioned, which is called What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do, was released in late September and hit the New York Times bestseller list about 2 weeks later.
Congratulations. I'm still waiting for my so I got your just a little write-up about you, so I need to get my copies. So, okay.
Absolutely.
So, perfect. So tell us a little bit, about your life and how did you become, I'm going to say it again, initiatize.
So, you know, it's kind of an interesting background, pretty much a storied background. I mean, I've been an entrepreneur forever. I literally opened up my own nightclub when I was 20. It was a non-alcoholic nightclub, if you were wondering.
I've been involved
with catalogs and dot-coms and real estate. And, I mean, hell, I even sold speakers out of the back of a van, you know? You know that old thing where, like, someone's like, hey, buddy, we got a couple extra speakers that didn't make it onto the invoice. Are you interested?
Oh, that kind of thing. Okay, okay.
Yeah, not proud of it, but you do what you got to do.
Yeah, I get it.
But about 5 years ago now, I had a huge wake-up call where I was with my stepfather, who was very much a father to me, raised me since I was 10, and I was with him in his final days. He was on his deathbed and just couldn't communicate verbally anymore, but I was holding his hand, and I believe that we were able to connect to that point of physical touch because I had a vision of my funeral, not of his funeral, but of mine, and I could hear the words being spoken graveside, which were, "Here lies Steve Ulsher. He dedicated his life to chasing the almighty dollar." and that's all that was said. Mm. And it hit me really hard because it was clear that my stepfather was showing me my inevitable fate unless I changed course. And so I didn't know exactly what to do. I knew that I had to try to heed the warning and really tap into the calling of my being to become clear on why I'm here and what I'm really compelled to do.
Wow. You know, I think that so many of us have, you know, I mean, every day I wonder, you know, I do reflect on my life and am I doing what I'm meant to be doing and, you know, giving back. And I've got four children and we have a couple businesses and I love, and people say, well, you can do lots of things, but you need to do it really well because mm-hmm. you can just scatter yourself so many, That's true. Through different places. But how do you find out what you're really good at? What is your thought on that?
So in the book, What Is Your What? I share my framework, which has really helped thousands of people to become clear on what that is. And I have an event called the Reinvention Workshop, which actually is taking place not too far down the road from you guys in San Diego, January 24th and 25th. And, happy to provide free tickets if that's of interest to you. But, I teach at the Reinvention Workshop this framework, which really is, it's unique in that it's so much more than just your passions. I mean, I really hate that word, by the way, but, it's more about what's in your DNA. It's really what's in your inherent blueprint. And as I say, I mean, your what has really chosen you. It's not that which you have chosen.
Wow.
And so it's the combination of what those unique skills and abilities and gifts are combined with the vehicle that you will use to share those gifts with the world and then the people that you're most compelled to serve.
Mm.
And that's what really helps people become very clear on what their what is. And, don't get me wrong, most people will go through life without identifying one piece of the puzzle, let alone all three.
That's interesting. I mean, I never heard it really put like that. Mm-hmm. How did you say that? That
something has chosen you, not
so there's
what
three
you.
Pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah, so...
And,
so
yep.
I mean, I'm really excited to hear more about your conference, your workshop, the Reinvention, is when you say, what happens if life happens? Okay, life happens, and, I've got Lori in here, Lori's Original Lemonade. Life happened, and she went on her passion. You'll love this story, Steve, is she made her own original lemonade when one of her jobs, did it work for you?
Right. When I got laid off of my job with the school district, actually. And when you said that it chooses you, I would have never thought that I would have been selling lemonade at 51 years old. And here I am. That's what I'm doing. But
Well, it's kind of like me with the radio show, okay? Yeah. Being a hair therapist, I was motivating my clients, then I started a women's support group, then I started motivating people, and I thought, I didn't even tell my husband, I didn't tell anybody, because I thought, what if they don't like me, And so I went there, and I said, can I just do a couple little motivation segments? And the next thing I know, 5 years later, guess where I am? Kim Pagano show.
Mm-hmm.
And I love
that's
that.
So cool.
Yeah, and so now I lift people up with their gifts. So many people, when you sit in my chair when I'm doing your hair, I look in and I talk to you and I say, what do you love about yourself? And they look like I'm talking a different language. They have no idea. And so then I start going, well, oh, my God, beautiful smile, beautiful eyes. Look at your cheekbones, your skin. And they all of a sudden it's like their whole posture starts to develop. And they're like, oh, my God, you see all that? How come I don't, That's like you, Steve. You help them see their gifts.
And you asked an interesting question, which is, what do you do when life happens, right? And so what I really encourage people to do is first gain that conscious awareness of the fact that there is something that you can do that really is the answer and solution to someone else's problem. And so, it's so important to recognize that you are the solution to someone else's problem.
Mm.
Now, that shift right there in and of itself and recognizing that at least now you're on the path trying to figure out what that is. And that really is step one. Now, most of the time, just because you gain that awareness, you're not going to be able to figure out exactly what it is too quickly, unless, of course, you grab my book for free yet, but it's yourwhat.com/free.
Wait, tell everybody again, where did they get it for free?
You can get it for free at whatisyourwhat.com
/free. Okay, I like it.
You know, reality is that you can't quit the day job. I mean, you just can't. And so I liken it to a recipe mixture, and you let somebody else pay for your transition. You know, so right now in a recipe mixture, 100% of your income is derived from what you're not compelled to do, and 0% is. But as soon as you get down that path and make that first sale, that recipe mixture starts to shift. And so now it's 90-10, 80-20, 70-30, until you get to the point where you can cut that rope. But, you know, what I really ask you to think about is a mantra. And I love this mantra because, well, hell, I created it.
Yeah.
But the mantra is, your what always has to be bigger than your butt.
I like that. Your what?
And I'm not talking about, you know, your butt, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, all these excuses and denial and everything else that we throw in our own way.
Right. I like that. So, okay, let's take a really quick break. And we're going to come back. I want to find out what the reinvention workshop is and how you actually, you know, go through the steps and who this is really going to pertain to. So, again, we're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I've got Lori here. We're going to talk a little bit more about her journey here, lavender, and also
ginger.
Now I just tasted the ginger, and, oh, my God, pretty amazing, I have to tell you. You can get these at lots of local places, and we're going to talk about that. We got Cheryl, and we got Spence. And, Spence, what are some of our giveaways?
We have Zizek's Cafe, a little breakfast, lunch, whichever one you'd like to choose there, a yummy gift card, holiday ice rink at the Lakes and Thousand Oaks, and also the complimentary meal pass for Soup Plantation. All of those could be yours, or one of those certainly could be yours. The number to dial, 419-0008, 419-0008, and you could be a winner.
There you go. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to restart your day in a positive way. Here on the Kim Pagano Show, I'm Kim. I'm here with Cheryl. I'm here with Spence, and I'm here with Lori and her original lemonade. Now I got the ginger one going on, and oh my gosh. So she's got the lavender, the ginger, and you never know what Lori's got up her sleeve because she's just, it's really, really good. Really? Lemonade is one of my favorites anyways to start off with, so. Anyways, we're going to find out a little bit more about that. Again, if you're just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Steve Ulsher, and his book is What Is Your What? And Steve's got a workshop coming up in San Diego, and it's the Reinvention Workshop. So if you're at that place in your life where you're just going, now what? Or, you know, I just want to change in my life, or I just feel like I need more. I need more. I mean, more. We all get that. You know, it's like I call it like, what's my next chapter? You know, and I'm a hair therapist. I'm a proud mom of four kids, but I got one left and I've given them wings to fly. Lori, that sounds like you, right?
Right.
And Cheryl,
yeah.
You're kind of there. Spence got little ones still at home, but you know what? It is. But Spence, you're always looking for something else in your life, right?
Sure. Continuously.
Yeah, we all are.
That's what radio does to you.
That's what radio does, yeah. So anyways, and you know, maybe you just need something to fulfill your purpose. So let's talk about what Steve Ulsher's got, and his book again is What Is Your What? So what do you got going on? What are we going to learn at that reinvention? And also, I heard that we actually got some tickets to give away to it, so thank you so much.
Well, we do, and yeah, today is the audience's lucky day because, yeah, we will give away as many tickets as folks want to be there because my work is absolutely all about helping people get to where it is that they really want to be. And I got to tell you, the education that we provide for most of us is just not very good in that department. And so, you know, the Reinvention Workshop is all about helping people discover and share what it is that they're really compelled to do. And so it's then a matter of, once you understand what that is, you know, how do you monetize that gift? And so no matter where you are on the spectrum, either, you know, perhaps you know exactly what it is you're truly compelled to do, but don't quite know how to get it out there in the way that you would like, come here and sharpen the saw. If you're just starting from, you know, from square one, then, you know, obviously it's an opportunity for you to really figure out what that is. And so we provide free tickets actually for veterans as well.
Oh, great.
But since I'm on the show, you know, we'd love to.
Oh, wow. I'm
going to
put
there,
that.
But,
good idea.
But it's a lot of fun, too, because what we end up doing is we get people to the point where they're clear on what that is, that they start formulating a plan of action for bringing that to fruition. And then you'll actually leave with your first sale. So you'll actually sell something related to what it is that you're truly compelled to do before you walk out that door.
I love it. I love it. So what is number one? What is the first step? And is this like including, like, if you want to write a book or you want to, you know, is that part of it?
Well, look, there's so many. And are you talking about how to share your gifts? Is that what you're asking?
Well, you're talking about what is your what? What if your what is a book? Or what if your what is a business? Or, you know, I mean, is
yeah,
that...
Yeah, so here's the thing, right? So, again, you have your gifts. You have the vehicle that you will use to share those gifts. And you have the people that you're most compelled to serve. And so, like, a book is a perfect example of a vehicle that you would use to share your gifts, right? And
right.
So it's simply one part of the marketing equation. Now, if you want to understand how to write a book, I mean, that's certainly something that me and my team can help with because, well, you know, we've got books.
Yeah,
but
obviously,
it's,
yeah.
But it's one piece of the puzzle. I mean, typically a book is just going to be, you know, for all intents and purposes, kind of a fancy business card.
A fancy business card?
Yeah, I mean, that's what books are, really. When you come right down to it, they're just kind of fancy business cards.
Oh, I never thought about that. Okay. Cheryl's not liking it. Okay, why? Because she's a writer.
Because I feel that the true purpose of writing is to share something that will change, make a change in a positive way. It's sharing a reality, not just a fictional account, but you're sharing something of value. So if your goal is to truly share something of value, it's more than a business card. It is the gift.
Yeah. You know, and of course, I was being a little facetious there, but, you know, reality is that, of course, I mean, I know, myself included, we pour our heart and our souls into the books that we write. And, you know, but the truth is, insofar as from a monetization standpoint, that most authors won't sell more than 100 books in a year. And so, and even if you get a publishing deal, you know, most authors don't make the kind of money that you read about in the paper. So it's a really tough way to monetize what it is that you're truly compelled to do. And so when I say it's a fancy business card, what I'm saying is it really opens the doors
to other ways. Oh, I love it. Yeah. Well, thank you for explaining that. Mm-hmm. Here's what I want to know. Can you give us examples of people who have discovered what their what is and how they're changing the world?
Yeah, absolutely. A couple examples that I really love. One is a woman who came to the Reinvention Workshop. She was a nurse for about 30-something years when she came, and she loved nursing, but she just always kind of felt like a piece of the equation was missing. And so as we started working together, it became very clear that her gifts are teaching and healing. And so teaching and healing made perfect sense, you know, because in terms of being a nurse, because it certainly leverages those talents. And the vehicle that she was using to share those gifts with the world was as a nurse. So she was in the right profession. But as we looked at the people that she's most compelled to serve, it turned out that she is most compelled to serve the disadvantaged elderly. And so once she was able to plug that into the equation, that's when everything shifted for her. And fast forward about 3 years later now, and she's working in a VA hospital and serving those who have served our country. So it's an incredible story of reinvention.
Wow, that is incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's what it's all about right there. Now, okay, so take us, what are the steps that you're going to take everybody through?
So to get to your what, and of course we're not talking about the full process here of what takes place at the workshop, but to get to your what, it is a matter of going through a very specific exercise that I created to help you bring your gift to the surface. And it's not just what you enjoy doing necessarily, but it's also things like, you know, have you been given a special gift to do this? Can you possibly make money doing this? You know, I guess the question really becomes like, if does it come as naturally to you as breathing, right? So, I mean, it's just like, you know, does time just absolutely fly by when you're engaged in this activity? So there's a whole bunch of criteria that we go through. And then, so that involves being very clear on all the things that you love. And we then move to all the things that you loathe. And so when you can become clear on what those things are, the things you really hate, it then helps you to become much clearer on how many of those activities are you undertaking on a daily basis. And, you know, so often we concentrate on everything that's wrong in our lives as opposed to everything that's right.
That's true.
And so it's just so important to shift from being a critic to being a creator. Mm-hmm. And once you can put those gifts on the table and then shift to becoming a creator and having those vehicles to share your gifts with the world, that's just, it's amazing what happened.
I love it. Again, if you are just tuning in and you missed any part of this show, you're going to want to go back and listen. I mean, we've had just an amazing show and some really great ideas and things to really strengthen your life. And so go to my website, kimpaganoshow.com, or go to iTunes, Kim Pagano, and also go to our Facebook. We post them there. We post them everywhere so we can make sure that you're hearing what we're talking about. I say it all the time. I feel like I have a school on air. It's about really just the brighter side. It's all positive. It's all things that can make your life better. And that's what we talk about here on the Kim Pagano Show. Right now we're talking with Steve Ulsher. His book is What Is Your What? He's got a workshop coming up, the Reinvention Workshop. That is, you don't have to reinvent yourself, but it's really finding out what your strengths are. What were you brought on this earth? What is your purpose? Who do you want to be? Are you on the right path? It's all the stuff that I talk about every day here on the Kim Pagano Show. That is January 24th and January 25th. It's local. It's down in San Diego. Can you tell us where that's going to be?
It's actually going to be at the Westin, in downtown San Diego.
Okay. And you know what? He's giving tickets away here on the Kim Pagano Show, and I would love to help you get your ticket. So all you have to do is give us a call, which we told you in the very beginning. I hope you wrote this down, 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Just call us. That is the Kim Pagano line, and leave us your name and your number, or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Steve, pleasure talking with you. I really would love to, you know, go down there and find out some of the steps to take and make sure that I'm on my road of what I need to be doing, my gift. I love it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on. And the reinventionworkshop.com is the site.
Can you leave us with one tip that can really, that you've seen that can change people's lives?
Yeah, you know, I think that most people get caught up in sort of the whole concept and conundrum of the size of the audience. And what I want people to understand is that even if you're just affecting one person, that even a small pebble dropped in a large body of water can create ripples that eventually reach the shore. Even if it's just one person, you have just put in motion amazing effects that you can't even possibly fathom. So start with what you can, you know, just start with what you can start with right now, even if it's just one person.
And what do I always say? Anything is better than nothing, right? Mm-hmm. Do something.
You got that right.
Do something. So with that, thank you so much, Steve Ulsher. What is your what? You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Lori Volk. And we're going to talk about her journey and her Lori's original lemonade. So stay with us. Spence, do we want to give out anything?
Yeah, we have some great prizes. Zizek's Cafe, we have lunch there. That's very nice. We also have skating at the lakes in Thousand Oaks. Excellent prize and a lot of good stuff for you. If you just dial up 419-0008, 419-0008. That's what you do to get Kim and to maybe win one of those great prizes.
All right.
With the holiday season approaching, now is the time to head over to Bank of Books to get the book lovers in your life the perfect gift. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com. Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. Wow. Are you guys in awe? Because I am.
What
I mean,
a great
we've had
show.
Some really
amazing.
Well, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I've got myself. I am your host. I've got Spence here and Cheryl and Lori Volk. She is the original Lori of Lemonade. And Lori, God, you know, as we're speaking in, you know, kind of our little breaks, we're finding out a little more about her journey. And tell us about that. I mean, you guys, you and your husband sold everything.
Yeah, we did. We decided, well, you know, we have this new big life with this lemonade company, and I feel like I just needed to kind of focus better, you know, and I looked around at my house. Now my kids are gone from, you know, they're at college and graduated. And
how many kids do you have, too?
Three kids. Okay. And I was not happy after they started leaving. And I thought, why walk through all these empty rooms? And it was just so sad. So they were reinventing themselves. I thought we should probably do the same and sort of make room for this new life and let things go, the old, and bring in this new. And so we gave away, donated everything in our house of 25 years that we raised our kids in. And we are renting the house because I couldn't quite get to sell it, you know.
Oh, good, because that is really good, because when you make a big decision like that,
yeah,
sometimes you want to come back to your landlord. Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, you never know. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I would want to go back, but I just thought that
but
would be the best.
But it's a great investment. Yeah. I mean,
it's
why
good,
not?
Yeah. If nothing else, for the kids, you know. And yeah. So then we bought a beautiful fixer-upper type 1984 cruising sailboat. And it was real similar to what my dad's looked like, because I lived on the boat with my dad and mom
you were saying
and brother.
That, yeah, your dad went around the world.
Sailed, single-handed around the world for 7 years. And so here we are. We're living on our boat now. And it's just, it's very interesting.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Yeah,
Lori's original lemonade and now living on your boat.
On the boat. And it's funny because the label came out about the same time we were thinking about doing this, of my ginger lemonade. And it has a sailing theme on it, a little bit of a story about my dad. And ginger is good for, you know, upset stomach when you're out at sea.
Oh, I just love your story.
Yeah,
I love it.
Really cool.
And on the one which I just tasted, the ginger lemonade, and Spence, you had some of that one. But it's you're right. It's again, there's nothing quite like sailing. It makes you feel one with the water. My husband is. We have a boat too, and there is something. It's like you respect the water. You know,
you
never
do.
Know what you're gonna feel
That's
out there.
True. Right.
We had one trip. We used to go to Catalina every weekend.
Oh.
And
wow.
We were out there one weekend when
get rough.
Yeah. It was a Memorial weekend. We invited all these people to go with us. We had steak and wine and all this stuff. And it got nasty. It got so nasty that they wouldn't even let us go into the where you dock your boats, because everybody was breaking loose.
Wow.
And so we had to stay out all night long. And you know, we tossed all the food across out of the boat, because we wouldn't even drink it. But it was the amazing thing. And some of the huge boats were coming unlocked, and I really always thought it was like in the movies, Mayday, Mayday, you know?
Right.
People were, you know, being thrown over, and their boats were being ruined and everything. Thank the Lord, my husband is really experienced. And so we stayed out there. We took the big boat back so I could get back with our children.
Yeah.
Our neighbors were like, we're never going again.
Oh, no.
I mean, they were like,
it's
newer.
An adventure.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm telling you, it was amazing. And then the next day, it was beautiful. And my husband sailed back and never even, you know. It's a respect that you have that you never ever know, but there's nothing better than being out on the ocean.
Nothing better, it's just the best.
So again, you know, on her little story, Harrison, my sailor dad is a great believer in the power of natural foods like ginger. Serving it fresh in hot tea always makes it easier for friends and family to enjoy an afternoon sailing or adventure with us without experience a touch of seasickness in the summer months. We switched to the iced ginger tea, always adding fresh squeezed lemons. And now it's time for you to experience the natural and soothing taste of our ginger lemonade. Prepare it iced or hot, pour a glass, close your eyes, and sail away. Oh, wow. I mean, that just says it all. And I love, again, wish it, dream it, do it.
Yeah.
It sounds like you really are doing it.
I think so. I'm working at it. It's so much fun. It's more fun than I've ever had. And we're working hard, you know, but it's
You know, I always say you work hard, you play hard.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what you got to remember, because it's all about that balance, you know. There's no problem working hard. My husband and I work hard every day, as long as you make sure that you're living your life.
The boat does that for us.
There you go.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
having
our balance.
To visit your boat.
Yeah,
I love
you
it.
Should. Oh, yeah.
Where do we find your lemonade?
So you can find it here in Ventura at Lassen's and Whole
love
Foods.
Lassen's. Okay.
Red Brick Pizza, and then of course in Ojai we have
Westridge
Red Brick
Market.
Pizza.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great. They're one of my great. We've been giving tickets away. Great pizza over there, gluten free, and
they have good
and your
food.
Lemonade is gluten free.
Yes, gluten free and vegan. Yeah.
All right. Well, again, do you have a website?
Yes, it's Lori'sOriginalLemonade.com.
I love it, Cheryl. Thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
Here, Spence. And all my listeners out there, again, call us at 419-0008 to get your name on the list for all these great prizes that we've been giving away. And we're almost at the holidays right now. I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. The secret of joy in work is contained in one word, excellence. To know how to do something well is to enjoy it. Sounds like you're doing that. Thank you so much, Cheryl, for being a guest on my show, on the Kim Pagano Show. We will talk to you later. Have a really great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Thank you.